Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. I always love it when Dr. Sherry Keffer is on our program. She has been referred to as my brainjel, as she really got me going on, let's do something about this brain of yours. And thank you for that,
Dr. Welcome. Keffer. You're welcome. And it's great to be here with you. And drum roll.
Dr. Daniel Amen, right here in studio with us. Welcome, Dr. Amen. So glad to have you with us here.
So happy to be back. It's one of my favorite hours.
Well, we get such a great response when you're on, because, and I think people are always amazed that a psychiatrist can actually be a psychiatrist and on public television and have faith, to be a believer. It's just kind of unusual, and it takes a very special person to do that, and we appreciate the truth that you have sought after in all areas of life and the transformation that you've brought about to so many people's brains, but also you're just an inspiration to be around, and I appreciate all the help that you've given me. And I want folks to know about this little book. It's called Stones of Remembrance, and there are scriptures to memorize here to help your brain. This is going to help it. But I want to start today's program. And by the way, calls are lined up. And if you need some help, well, it's too late today. But you could call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and we'll tell you about all the resources here. But one of the things that Dr. Amen told me about very early on when I started working with him was an enemy of the brain being sugar. And I'd just like you to talk about that a little bit, Dr. Amen.
Well, we are so addicted to sugar in our society, and most people don't know that sugar is addictive. Actually, they gave rats at Purdue University cocaine, and they really liked it.
And they liked the cocaine.
They liked the cocaine. And then they gave them sugar, and they really liked it. And then they gave them a choice, and they went for the sugar. The sugar actually works on the dopamine pathways in the brain. So when you get it, you want it again over and over and over. But it is pro-inflammatory, and inflammation is actually a major cause of dementia and depression. And it impairs healing if you get something like a head injury. And it's not just sugar. It's also the foods that quickly turn to sugar. They're called high glycemic foods, bread, pasta, potatoes, rice, and sugar. And that's why 50% of Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. And diabetes is just a nightmare for brain function. And people know diabetes is high blood sugar. And so the less sugar and foods that turn to sugar in your life, the better your life is going to be.
Hmm. All right. So that's just one of many, many things that you can learn from Dr. Amen and his work. And there's a great book. We stock this book. You can get it by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's called Memory Rescue. And then also this wonderful little book, Stones of Remembrance. And if you support this ministry today and you ask for Stones of Remembrance, I'll send it to you, gift of any amount. Also, the new book that I wrote with Dr. Kuhlman in the Arterburn Wellness Series, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissism. There's not much sweet about being in relationship with a narcissist that you don't understand. But once you understand them and understand how to deal with them, it's a little bit easier to love them. That's why we wrote this book. And you can get that, a gift of any amount. I'll send that to you, or this great little book, Stones of Remembrance. You get that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're going to take a break. We're going to go right to the phone calls when we come back with Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Daniel Amen. He is known as perhaps the most influential psychiatrist today, helping more people than I know of. And you've seen him on PBS. You might have seen him at Rick Warren's church, Saddleback. All over, he's helping people. We'll be back with him.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 21st to the 23rd.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're on with Dr. Amen. We're going to go right to the phone calls, which is what I said we would do. And we're going to talk with Jennifer from Fort Worth, Texas. KWRD is the station. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to New Life. Jennifer?
Hello.
You're going to have to get to a quieter place. Yeah, we're on with you.
I'm moving.
Okay. You're moving. That's good. Okay.
I'm moving.
Oh, that's so much better. Thank you. How can we help you today? What's going on?
Yes, sir. I was calling in regards to some issues I've been experiencing in my personal life, especially with my marriage.
Okay. So what is the question for
us? The issues that I'm experiencing, my husband has been diagnosed with ADHD. We've been married almost a year now.
Okay.
And he hasn't been on medication for several years. So he discontinued medication before we met. And he's been to Every Man's Battle workshop. And
okay.
He still struggles with sexual integrity as a sexual addiction.
Okay.
And just everyday day-to-life situations prove to be difficult for him to keep focused and follow through and things of that nature. And it's just frustrating for me as his wife.
Sure.
To not come across as parenting him or looking controlling when, in fact, all I'm trying to do is help.
Yeah. So what's the question for Dr. Amen and Dr. Keffer there?
Basically, what is it that I can do or stop doing to assist him more? We're in counseling. I've got onto some prescriptions to deal with some anxiety and depression. And I'm doing everything on my side of things to help myself through the process. Mm-hmm. But what can I do to assist him or stop doing to where he can start to realize what he needs to do for the sake of his own mental health as well as our marriage and the issues that are caused due to such things?
So why is he not taking medication?
To be honest, I'm not quite sure. Like I said, he was diagnosed ADHD as a child. And He's a Christian hip-hop artist. He does music. And according to his mother, whenever he was taking the ADHD medication when he was younger, it kind of slowed down his creativity. So I feel like that might be a fear that he might not be able to, you know, come up with lyrics and things of that nature. And he might be a little afraid of that reoccurring.
All right. So let me talk to you about this, because this is so important. And I've treated many very creative people, and they think that their creativity will go down when in fact it goes up because they can finish things. And, you
right.
know, taking the medication is sort of like glasses. It works when you take it. It's not there when you don't. So if he needs creative periods, but being married to someone who has untreated ADD is crazy. chronically stressful, and you will end up on a lot of medication and prematurely age in that chronically stressful situation. So I think it, you know, my experience is if you help organize the treatment, go to the appointments with him, supervise that, get my book, Healing ADD. There's a chapter in it on relationships and the games ADD people play. So powerful. But I think if you don't have ADD and you can organize it so he gets the help he needs, as long as he doesn't fight you with it, it can make a radical long-term difference over time. But being married to someone who has untreated ADD, and often it's the women, they look over-controlling. They, you know, if you go to a marital therapist who doesn't understand ADD, they're going to make you the problem, when in fact it's his sleepy brain.
And our therapist, in fact, does have experience with ADD. And good. I had previously set up an appointment with a primary care physician to get him on medication. He did fill out all the paperwork and all the questionnaire. We got to the appointment, and lo and behold, his insurance didn't cover that particular doctor, so he didn't go, and I made the appointment for him. And the thing is he's always asking for help, when in turn it actually means me doing things for him.
Right, and you should do that until he can.
I'm controlling, but he wants me to do it for him. And
you should do it for him until his brain is balanced and he can do it for himself. So, and I don't mean to say should, but I think it's in your best interest to help organize it until his brain is better and he can then, or it's just going to be less stress on you and less stress on other people as well. Yeah. But on my website, there's a free ADD type test. Go to amenclinics.com and you'll go, okay, what type of ADD does he have? Because I don't want him to just end up on Ritalin or Adderall when, in fact, he may have one of the other types. So I think that's the first thing to do. And it's totally okay for you to organize it until he can do it himself.
You know, Jennifer, I want to make one quick comment here. When you're dealing with you've married somebody, you've been married a year, the attention deficit disorder is really strong. And then you've got this sex addiction that you're dealing with. Now, if he didn't respond to going to Every Man's Battle, he needs to go back to Every Man's Battle. It may take two times for somebody who can't focus very well. But think about this. If the enemy is distraction, well, what can be more distraction than an obsession of the mind and a compulsion of the body called sexual addiction? So you want to get that taken care of. Secondly, find the person that can help him the best. And if for whatever reason that person isn't in your insurance coverage, people that are under it or whatever, but that's the best person, then find a way to afford that person. I don't want to be insensitive about financial issues, but it would be sad for
you.
Right,
and that's the thing is I'm willing to do whatever's necessary to
good
assist
deal.
Him. And it's and I do everything I can, and then when it comes to him doing whatever he is required to do to get it done, it just doesn't happen.
Okay.
And then
now,
he turns the finger on me and says that I'm controlling and I'm trying to help.
So, yeah, he needs some control right now, actually. But, Sherry, you have a comment here.
Well, I do. Yep. Hey, Jennifer, I wrote a book called Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. And I'm hearing many layers of what's going on in your story. And there's a chapter in there that I called When a Diamond's Not a Girl's Best Friend. And I talk about a couple that actually came to see me that I sent to Dr. Amen, to Amen's Clinics, because they came in very much like you and your husband. And guess what? He had ADD. He had a bipolar disorder. He was also using chew and those kind of things. And so, and he had a sleep issue, right? All that got figured out when we looked at his brain, because I knew unless this husband had figured his brain out and it was in a better place, I couldn't get traction with them as a couple. I thought they're going to fail here because he was struggling so much with his brain. And so dialing that in is really important. Because it's traumatic to have him go back down that street over and over again without that traction. So there's definitely things that can be done.
And it doesn't mean medicine is going to fix everything. But if you try to do psychotherapy with a brain that's not working right, it just frustrates everyone. And so optimize brain function, get his ADD treated, and then you program it with these amazing programs, right? I mean, the work in intimate deception works so much better with a balanced brain than one that can't remember things or going to every man's battle. If you have a brain that works right, those principles are life-changing, generation-changing, but it works better if the brain works right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, so here's what I'll do. Let me send you Sherry's book, Intimate Deception, and then I'm going to send you Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder, and I hope that that's going to be a blessing to you there. And again, he's saying, I don't want you to be controlling or you sound controlling. You tell him that there were some three pretty bright people saying maybe it's time that you control some things until his brain has responded to treatment and he can take control. That's what we want to see happen. And again, get him back to every man's battle and let's complete what perhaps he started but did not finish. All right, let's go to how about we talk with Sandy from Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Hi, Sandy. You're on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, welcome.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
What's going on?
My question is about my 91-year-old father-in-law. My husband and I and son live with him and I take care of him, although he's, for his age, very vital. I cook and clean. My husband pays his bills and makes sure he takes his medicine. He still drives. He just retired 1 year ago. My question is this. I got home from work last week. He was in the living room watching TV, which is mostly all he does now. And I was sitting across the room from him, and it's a very large room. And within a couple of minutes of me sitting there, he started masturbating. Also, I've been at the dinner table with him. My husband and son have gone in the kitchen to start clean up, and I'm still at the table with my father-in-law. And he'll, start telling me one of his stories from his past. And he'll sit in a way where his arm's over the back of his chair, and he starts massaging his nipple while he's talking with me. And that's happened many, many times. Now I just don't sit at the table alone with him anymore.
Okay, so we've got some practical stuff here, but let's talk about his brain, Dr. Amen. What do you think might be going on there?
Well, as soon as I heard the story, I'm thinking he has frontal temporal lobe dementia, that his judgment is off. And the first symptom that it shows itself is an inappropriate behavior. So if he didn't have this behavior in his 30s and 40s and 50s, the biggest risk factor for dementia is age. And I hate that. But as you get older, your brain gets less and less and less active. And most 91-year-old brains I've seen, if you lived 85, you have a 50% risk of being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease or another form of dementia. So that's a 1 in 2 chance, but it actually goes up higher by the time that you're 90. So putting his brain in a healing environment, getting my book, Memory Rescue, because I've already told my kids, look, if I'm 92 and the doctor says he's old, you don't need to really take care of him, I'm cutting you out of the will. Because no matter how old you are, you should be doing the right things medically for people. And his doctor needs to know that he's acting inappropriately and begin to work him up for frontal temporal lobe dementia.
Now, I have this other issue here. Your husband, he needs to be helping you with the practical management of a 91-year-old man living in your house and you not being alone with him. Is he stepping in there for you? Is he helping you, or you feel like you're on your own?
Well, in general, he takes care of most things with my father-in-law because I told him that he needed to, because I knew if I took it over, he would be happy to have me do it. So he does, and I did tell him about these two incidences. He just looked surprised and like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? And then that was it. And I said to him the other day, we need to sit down and talk about this. And he said, yeah, and that was it. Okay. He's in denial of dealing with this.
Yeah, so, this is his father. So, Sherry, can you help
how
her?
How old is your son, Sandy? How old is your son?
My son is still at home at 16.
So let me tell you, I'm a little concerned, to be honest with you. You've got a 16-year-old son who's a minor, and you're feeling uncomfortable with this situation, right? I mean, you started telling us the story about what it was like to see him masturbating, and I could tell you were thinking about what it looked like when you were telling us. And so I want you to be heard. I want you to be heard and your son to be heard. And sometimes there's adjustments that needs to be made in our homes, in our families, when somebody needs a higher level of care. And if this issue can't be somehow rectified, as Dr. Amon said, by dealing with his frontal temporal lobe dementia, you all may need to think about another option for him. Because you got a minor in the home.
Yeah. We'll be back. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going
to
go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas's house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. And that final, that last caller that we have a final statement about that, this is a woman talking about her father-in-law living in their home, doing inappropriate thing, and an inappropriate thing, very inappropriate. This is where the husband needs to step in and treat this like a fire, not like there's a little bit of smoke in the house. It's a fire. You need to deal with it head on. And if you're an avoider, which I assume he is, that might be very difficult for you. But we have to do the most uncomfortable thing, and we have to step up and support what needs to be done here to protect both wife and son. 1-800-New Life. If you need some help, if there's a resource that you would like, we have Memory Rescue. We have this wonderful little book on memory, memorizing scripture, Stones of Remembrance, and anything else, any of the other books that Dr. Amon has authored. AmonClinics.com is the place to go for that. But NewLife.com has both Memory Rescue and Stones of Remembrance. We're going to go right back to the calls right now, and let's talk to. How about we talk with Cheryl from New York, New York? Cheryl, you are now on with Dr. Amen. How you doing?
Hi. I'm not doing well at all, and I'm going to get right to my question.
Okay.
How do I get over my husband's suicide?
When did that happen, Cheryl?
It happened at the end of March.
And was it a surprise, or had he been suffering with a mental illness for a long time?
He has been suffering, I'm saying, for about 12 years, and he's been institutionalized. He tried about 12 years ago, and we thought it was the medication, and we're pretty sure, because when he went on the right medication, he said, "I couldn't believe that I had done that. I would never do that to my wife or my family, and I don't understand that." And before we put him on that medication that led to the first suicide attempt, he had dropped about 30, 40 pounds from his depression, and he couldn't sleep. And he was in a very bad way. I ended up finding out that through all of these different avenues of caretaking for him, that he had OCD, OCPD, and depression. And he had somewhat of a nervous breakdown a couple of weeks before he took his life. And he said he didn't want to go back to an institution and try these other things because they didn't work. And I said, "I want you to think about what you want for your life, and I will support you whatever you want to do. If you think your job is too much..."
So, Cheryl, listen to me before we run out of time. I want to help you. Sometimes the illness wins. And people don't see mental illness as brain illnesses. And mental illnesses are like cancer. They're like heart disease. They're like diabetes. They're like kidney disease. And if he would have died of a heart attack, you would be distraught and you'd be grieving, but not nearly as much, because people don't get that mental illnesses are physical illnesses, and the consequences of some of them are death. And so what I want you to think of is, you were doing everything you could. He was doing everything he could. But sometimes the illness wins. And what you need to do in order to manage the grief is put your brain in a healing environment. Let me tell you a quick story. I was at a lecture in Northern California. I was giving a lecture, and this woman comes up to me, much like you, and she just started crying. And after about 5 minutes, she told me that 2 years ago, her daughter Sammy died of bone cancer. And it just hit her like a ton of bricks. And she went to bed, ate all the wrong foods, drank too much alcohol, and ballooned to over 200 pounds on her 5-foot frame. And she told me on the 2-year anniversary of Sammy's death, she was going to kill herself. But she saw me on public television. She got my program, Change Your Brain, Change Your Body. And she just went, and she just did everything I asked. And within 8 days, she didn't wake up in a panic anymore. She felt better. She started running. She started eating right. She got rid of the bad food and the alcohol. And it made such a huge positive difference for her. So put your brain in a healing environment. Understand that mental illness is really physical illness, and the illness won, but it doesn't have to do that to you.
All right. I hope that's helpful to you, and I'm going to send you...
I wanted to mention one thing, Steve, if I can.
Yes, right.
Cheryl, I want you to think about doing what Dr. Amen said as far as taking your brain into a positive environment of healing. I want you to think about doing some EMDR. EMDR is actually for trauma. And what you experienced with your husband choosing to take his life is trauma. And often what's left in the families, the survivors, the caretakers, are negative beliefs like this. I should have done something, or I did something wrong. And that tape will leave your brain spinning in distress and pain until you get your heart treated.
We'll be back.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn, I'm going to send Cheryl, Healing is a Choice. There's such a powerful chapter in there on grieving. And, you know, when we grieve what was and what might have been, then we're able to fully embrace what is. Then we can look to what is to be. But if we've always got this horrible, horrible boulder of shame, guilt, sadness weighing us down, we never get to what God wants for us. And so I'll send her Healing is a Choice. Now, I want to spend a few minutes here before we go back to the calls, and I want to talk with Larry Sonnenberg about our financial situation and encourage people to support this ministry as we're coming to the end of August. And it's just been another one of those summers. So, Larry, talk to us.
Thank you, Steve. I want to remind people, I think, this time around, why we need their support, what this program does, what this ministry does. And I want to just share briefly, we got a letter of a person expressing gratitude. He said he's a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and physical abuse. He got great advice from you and Dr. Jill on radio one day. He went and saw a therapist. He opened up even more. He says he has changed his view on everything. Not one moment in any of this would have come to be had if it hadn't been for the strong but gentle help and wisdom from both you and my therapist. The hurt and abandoned little boy sobbing in his room is no longer from there. He's becoming well and whole, someone I'm so elated I have in my life. A strong young man who overcame nearly insurmountable odds to become the man I am today. For you who are there at New Life, all that you do, thank you.
You know, that's so amazing.
It's so nice to hear the outcome of something and
of
not
course.
Just be taking in the problems.
Well, it's results that people are supporting. If we don't get results, that's not the place to support.
Right. That's your why.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you do it.
Yeah, so that's why we seek your support. We just need to keep this thing going because it's touching lives, changing lives, helping people. God comes in and does an amazing work through people like Sherry and Dr. Amen and Steve on this program. You know, their thoughts, I think they're Holy Spirit inspired, and it makes a difference.
Well, and giving is actually good for your brain.
Thank you.
It actually increases oxytocin. It helps you feel better. You become something
take your time.
Bigger than yourself. You become something. You become a part of something that's bigger than yourself, so that you know you're actually helping the tens of thousands of people that this show touches.
Every day.
And that's why we say joining Club New Life is like joining a health club. It's a giving club, and it benefits every part of you, but it mostly benefits the kingdom of God when we see people and their lives transformed. We're not here to make people feel better or help them feel better. It's so that you transform your life. It's a U-turn, a 180. And if you can help us, I'll send you a copy of the new book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissism, or you can choose this great book on scripture memorization, Stones of Remembrance, really the best way I know to get God's truth into your brain is memorize scripture, and they're all laid out for you, including the 10 scriptures every Christian should know. Larry,
two quick thoughts. One, thank you to everybody who has been giving and is giving. And the second quick thought, I need a brain memorization book. It just left me.
I think the second one was how grateful you are to still have a job, even though sometimes your brain might lapse here or there. Anyway, but Larry, thanks for all of this. And don't forget, Club New Life, great way, $30 a month to be part of something really huge and big
and
helpful. Yes.
I want to appeal. I'm on a drive. I want people who have never given to give. I know what it's like. I listened to a program for years, never gave, and then one day I worked at a radio ministry and realized what it takes to keep this going. And so if you are one of those people that have listened month after month, year after year, never put a penny in the mail to us or called our number and asked or offered support, I'm talking to you today. Please make a gift for the first time. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. That's where you do that. Let's go to Chelsea, calling us from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Chelsea, you're on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer here. How you doing?
Oh, gosh. I'm just thrilled to be talking to Dr. Amen. I've read your book back in the 90s and watched you on PBS, and thank you so much for taking my call. My situation is I have questions about head injuries and football. I have been married almost 38 years. I had a husband who played in the NFL for 9 years, and over the last 5 years, I've seen a drastic change in his entire personality.
Okay.
Used to be a man of God. I don't, you know, only God knows where his heart is, but I don't see God in his life at all anymore. I had to separate from him a year ago. And have just found out he's just completely changed. And I just want to know, I've tried to get information through the NFL. They did send him somewhere. I guess they sent all the NFL players somewhere to get brain testing. But is it true that you don't know if something's wrong with them until after they die? And is there any hope you can give me and a man that's just completely a different person than he was 10 years ago?
Oh, Chelsea, we could talk for a long time on this. In 2007, I started my NFL work. We've scanned and treated over 200 players. And I was a consultant on the movie Concussion. And I think what you're referring to, they won't know until after he dies, is something called CTE or chronic traumatic encephalopathy. My work is with the living. So what is it we can do now to optimize his brain? And what I found in our study is 80% of our players get better if we can put his brain in a healing environment. So no question, anybody that plays 9 years in the NFL, not only did they play 9 years in the NFL, they played 8 years before that at least. So, you know, he's right. 17 to 20 years of getting his head hit repeatedly. Right. Your brain is soft. Your skull is hard. Your skull has sharp bony ridges. And if you damage your brain, you damage your marriage. You damage your life. And so we do a study called SPECT that looks at blood flow and activity patterns. I'd recommend that. I found things like SPECT, S-P-E-C-T. Okay. It's a nuclear medicine study that looks at function, not just structure. And then I would put his brain in a healing environment. But Steve, can we send her Memory Rescue?
Absolutely.
There's actually a whole chapter on my NFL rehabilitation study.
Oh, wow.
But if his brain is, if his life is going the wrong way, that means he probably has a progressive condition as the result of so many head injuries that if we have any chance of repairing it, now's the time to do that and be really serious about it. And you can share it with him and share it out of love. We have, like, Terry Bradshaw is one of my players. Freddie Dreyer is one of my players. Mark Rippon. Mm-hmm. All of these people have talked publicly about coming to see me. And it takes work, no question about it, because we're trying to reverse a process that has been going on for a long time in his brain. And don't let your kids play football. And I mean that sincerely, because developing brains have no business being hit repeatedly with strong forces. It's just, you know, now that we know, I didn't know, I played football. And now that we know, we just have to be more thoughtful, more careful, and we need to love our brains so that we can truly love our lives.
And you even have some pro football players and coaches coming out saying that they wouldn't let their child play football now.
It's absolutely true. Yeah. Many of my players, some of them would, and they'd take the risk. But many of them, I mean, LeBron James came out and said, I wouldn't let my kids play football. Barack Obama came out and said, I wouldn't let my kids play football, which is a sign of love that you're going to do whatever you can to protect your kids because you care about them, because you love them. That means you have to love their brains.
I was in your office at that time when you were doing the study, and I got to tell you, there was a day I walked into the conference room and you had the players' brains when they started the spec scan, and then after you'd done the work with them over that period of time. And I'm telling you, a picture was worth a thousand words. In fact, pictures of these amazing players and their brains look bad. But after they'd done the work with you and they'd gone into brain repair mode, these brains didn't even look like the same guy. And so the brains can change. And I just want to give you hope, Chelsea, that there is something you can do. We don't have to wait for some miracle that may never happen. It means rolling up our sleeves, getting in and doing the work. But there is hope and a new brain beyond that.
You can change your brain. And when you do, you change your life.
Yeah. Here's some good grammar for you. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. Do something. It's not hopeless. You can start that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are absolutely back. Let's go to Carrie, Alexandria, Virginia. WAVA is the station. Hi, how are you doing? Carrie, you're on with Dr. Amen. What's the question?
Yes, I'm thrilled. I love this ministry anyway, but I was always wanted to ask both of you. I've read both of your books about ADHD. We have a 34-year-old son who was diagnosed when he was 8 with ADHD and watched throughout his life just make terrible mistakes off and on, especially not seeing consequences of sin. He's fathered 2 children outside of marriage. Dr. Amen, I thought it was interesting, your book about how some really gravitate to the military because twice he's been in the military, and he does well there. But what I struggle with in reading your book is I understand that they don't perceive things like other people do, but how do you differentiate between not understanding something and then just sin? I mean, we all choose the wrong things at times.
Yeah.
So I was in a death penalty trial, and the prosecutor had read Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, and he said, Dr. Amen, I understand you grew up Catholic. And I'm like, yes, sir. Well, as a Catholic, he said, do you believe in evil? And I looked at him, and then I looked at the jury, and I said, I do believe in evil. But I'd never call anybody evil unless I could scan them first. Because when your brain's not right, when you have untreated ADD or ineffectively treated ADD, you're going to make bad decisions, right? All of us have weird, crazy, stupid, sexual, violent thoughts that no one should ever hear. And your brain protects you from those getting out and you making bad decisions. First thing is optimize the physical functioning of your brain. And then it's so much easier to deal with whatever moral issue is in your life. And, you know, going to church helps. Having a good moral code helps. Mm-hmm. But it's nearly impossible to rein it in unless you're dealing with the biology as well as the psychology and the spiritual circle.
So really what we're saying is sin is reality. We are responsible for the choices that we make. But sometimes the brain is so off that it isn't you making a volitional choice. Really, the brain has kind of taken over and so skewed it that it would be almost impossible for you to make a good choice. So the choice you have to make is to get the help you need because you do still feel the consequence.
Absolutely. And free will is not black and white. What I've learned from the imaging work I do, it's gray. And sometimes if you have most of us have about 85% free will. So if you have a six pack of Michelob, it goes down to 50% free will. But if you have ADD or you've had a head injury, now you only have about 40% free will. And that same six pack of Michelob just takes your free will away. And so I'm always thinking about a biopsychosocial spiritual approach to my patients And the better their brain works, the better their decisions in their life. So if he is diagnosed with at 8, is he still being treated at 34?
No, he's not. And I think he's sort of concerned, since he's in the military, how that would affect, even though he's doing well in the military.
And they treat people. I'm an Army-trained psychiatrist. And why they do well in the military is because of the structure. The structure really helps them. I call the military the ultimate good mother. You know, when you do something right, they praise you. And when you do something wrong, they discipline you consistently.
Very consistent. Yeah.
Unemotionally. Uh-huh. And so I like that. But even in the military now, not when I was an Army doctor, but now they recognize ADD, they treat it. So I think
so he could go for this and it wouldn't be a penalty to him.
It would not be a penalty to him. So many soldiers are now being treated for ADD, and it makes a huge positive difference for them.
Okay. Glad you called. And we didn't get time to go to Rachel, but she's asking about the age of a child to get a brain scan. 5-year-old. Is that too young? What are the ages or parameters?
So it depends on the circumstance. And I'd encourage her to call our clinic. We have a clinic in Washington, D.C., actually in Reston, Virginia, outside of Washington. And we have scanned, I don't know, maybe 1,000 5-year-olds. If their behavior is really off, you should get a look. Why? But, you know, I'd recommend you get my book, Healing ADD. Do some of the natural things first. And if they don't work, a scan could help guide what's the next thing we do.
Okay. Very good. And I'm gonna send her a copy of the Art of Room Wellness series, the book Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. Anybody that has a 5-year-old with this, boy, would this ever help you get through life and help that child to do the best they can and to find the upside in attention deficit disorder. I mean, there is such an upside, and there's so many great things about this if you can make it work for you. But if you're not doing that for the child and they're always just feeling bad because they can't do things that other students do in the same way or maybe the way you did them, boy, it's just a horribly frustrating way to live. So that's Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. Now, we're featuring a couple of books here. Certainly, Stones of Remembrance by Dr. Amen can really change your brain by memorizing scripture and just the message of truth that apply to so many of the subjects there. If you've got anxiety, there are verses to memorize around anxiety. Depression, same thing. Just about every kind of difficulty, there's scripture there, and Dr. Amen's put them together, and he's given you those powerful verses to memorize, so you have the truth going in you, but at the same time, you're really helping your brain to function at its very best. Also, the new book in the Art of Wellness series, there are 8 books, and this latest one, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissism. I would have to say that narcissism is number 1, 2, or 3 in issues that people are dealing with here, living with somebody, struggling with that. And it's very frustrating, but this will give you some hope and some insight and help you set the appropriate boundaries that don't just help you, but they help the other person. In the meantime, please help us. Join Club New Life. It can really be one of the greatest blessings ever to be part of people helping other folks. Every time you hear somebody's life changed, well, you're part of that. You know, I was in Ocean City a couple of weeks ago preaching. 2 couples came up to me and they said, you know, we went through infertility. We adopted a child. And they said, Steve, when you were going through infertility, when you were adopting, it was such hope for us. We weren't alone. We knew somebody was there who'd been there. Well, you know, I think I've kind of been there in almost every struggle of life. And that's why I know there is a better way. And it's a path. It's a process, and we can introduce it to you if you'll just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, one of the things that we do best is our Everyman's Battle Workshop, and that's going to be September the 7th. That weekend could change everything for you and the people that love you. Now, here's the interesting thing. 75% of those that go had a female call and make that first call. You call, whether it's your problem or someone that you love's problem, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and let's begin the process of getting him there so that everything could truly be different. If you're married to someone who's looking at pornography and other things. You deserve something better than that. And I can guarantee you, no matter how much he would defend that, he's ashamed and he needs help, and you can do it. Whatever it is that you need some help with, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? We want to help you, and if you can help us, it's the same number. My thanks to Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer, to all of you who listen, watch, and support us. God bless you. See you next time
on
New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.